This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said on Saturday it had fired rockets at Israel as top U.S. and EU diplomats visited the region to seek ways to halt the escalation of the war. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group exchanged fire on Saturday amid fears that the Gaza war could spill into Lebanon. Hezbollah, the Lebanese ally of Gaza's Hamas, said it had hit a key Israeli observation post with 62 rockets. That was described as a preliminary response to the killing of Hamas's deputy chief Salah al-Araoui on Tuesday. Israel's military said approximately 40 launches had been identified from Lebanon towards the area of Meron in northern Israel. It said it had responded with an unmanned aerial vehicle strike on, quote, the terrorist cell responsible. According to the military, Israeli fighter jets and troops also struck a series of Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. UN humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths said Friday the conflict in Gaza has rendered the region virtually uninhabitable. In comments delivered to reporters at UN headquarters in New York City through his spokeswoman, Stephanie Tremblay, Griffin said in the nearly 4 months since the conflict began, Gaza has become a place of death and despair, and commercial supplies vital to the survival of people there are almost non-existent.
His office today tells us that we and our partners continue to do all we can to meet the massive needs in Gaza. However, they say the current response is only meeting a fraction of people's needs. On the food security front, our partners continue to do all they can to support people in Gaza, but they are constrained by security risks and mobility constraints.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Saturday with leaders of Turkey and